Hello, friends. Today we're going to be reading the first chapter of Warriors Into the Wild, the first book of the very first series. I'm sorry for any background noise, and I'm sorry I've been away for so long. And if you hear a little bell like that, that's my phone case. I have a cat phone case. And I will be updating these episodes probably not daily, but like maybe the day after today. So let's get started. I'm going to move this right there. Okay. It was very dark. Rusty could sense something was near. The young tomcat's eyes opened wide as he scanned the dense undergrowth. This place was unfamiliar, but the strange sense drew him onward deeper into the shadows. His stomach growled, reminding him of his hunger. He opened his jaws slightly to let the warm smells of the forest reach the scent glands on the roof of his mouth. Musty odors of leaf mold mingled with the tempting aroma of a small furry creature. Suddenly, a flash of gray raced past him. Rusty stopped, still listening. It was hiding in the leaves, less than two tail lengths away. Rusty knew it was a mouse. He could feel the rapid pulsing of a tiny heart deep within his ear fur. He swallowed stifling his rumbling stomach. Soon his hunger would be satisfied. Slowly, he lowered his body into position, crouching for the attack. He was downwind of the mouse. He knew it was not aware of him. With one final check on his prey's position, Rusty pushed back hard on his haunches and sprang. Kicking up leaves on the forest floor as he rose, the mouse dived for cover, heading toward a hole in the ground, but Rusty was already on top of it. He scooped it into the air, hooking up the helpless creature with his thorn-sharp claws, fingering it up in a high arc onto the leaf-covered ground. The mouse landed dazed, but alive. It tried to run, but Rusty snatched it up again. He tossed the mouse once more, this time a little farther away. The mouse managed to scramble a few paces before Rusty caught up with it. Suddenly, a noise roared nearby. Rusty looked around, and as he did so, the mouse was able to pull away from his claws. When Rusty turned back, he saw it dart into the darkness among the tangled roots of a tree. Eyes angry, Rusty gave up the hunt. He spun around, his green eyes glaring intent on search out the noise that had cost him his kill. The sound rattled on, becoming more familiar. Rusty blinked open his eyes. The forest had disappeared. He was inside a hot and airless kitchen, curled in his bed. Moonlight flittered through the window, casting shadows on the smooth, hard floor. The noise had been the rattle of hard, dried pellets of food as they were tipped into his dish. Rusty had been dreaming. Lifting his head, he rested his chin on the side of his bed. His collar rubbed uncomfortably around his neck. In his dream, he had felt fresh air ruffling the soft fur where the collar usually pinched. Rusty rolled onto his back, savoring the dream for a few more moments. He could still smell mouse. It was the third time since full moon that he'd had the dream, and every time the mouse had escaped his grasp. He licked his lips from his bed. He could smell the bland odor of his food. His owners always refilled his dish before they went to bed. The dusty smell chased away the warm scents of his dream, but the hunger rumbled in his stomach. So Rusty stretched the sleep out of his limbs and padded across the kitchen floor to his dinner. The food felt dry and tasteless on his tongue. Rusty reluctantly swallowed one. One more mouthful. Then he turned away from this food dish and pushed his way out through the cat flap, hoping that the smell of the garden would bring back the feelings from his dream. Outside, the moon was bright. It was raining lightly. Rusty stalked down the tidy garden, following the starlit gravel path. Feeling the stones cold and sharp beneath his paws, he made his dirt beneath a large bush with glossy green leaves and heavy purple flowers, their stickly sweet scent cloyed the damp air around him, and he curled his lip to drive the smell out of his nostrils. Afterward, Rusty settled down on top of one of the posts in the fence that marked the limits of his garden. It was a favorite spot of his, as he could see right into the neighboring gardens, as well as into the dense green forest on the other side of the garden fence. The rain had stopped behind him. The close-cropped lawn was bathed in moonlight, but beyond his fence, the woods were full of shadows. Rusty stretched his head forward to take a sniff of the damp air. His skin was warm and dry under his thick coat, but he could feel the weight of a raindrop that sparkled on his ginger fur. His owners giving him one last call from the back door, as if he went to them now. If he went to them now, they would greet him with gentle words and caresses and welcome him into their bed, where he would curl up purring, warm in the crook of a bent knee. But this time, Rusty ignored his owners. Voices turned, his gaze back to the forest. The crisp smell of the woods had grown fresher after the rain. Suddenly, the fur on his spine prickled. Was something moving out there? Was something watching him? Rusty stared ahead, but it was impossible to see or smell anything in the dark tree-scented air. He lifted his chin boldly, stood up and stretched one paw, gripping each corner of the fence post as he straightened his legs and arched his back. He closed his eyes and breathed in the smell of the woods once more. It seemed to promise him something tempting him onward into the whispering shadows. Tensing his muscles, he crouched for a moment, then he leaped lightly down into the rough grass on the other side of the garden fence. As he landed, the bell on his collar rang out through the still night air. "Where are you off to, Rusty?" meowed a familiar voice behind him. Rusty looked up. A young black and white cat was balancing ungracefully on the fence. "Hello, Smudge," Rusty replied. "You're not going into the woods, are you?" Smudge's amber eyes were huge. "Just for a look," Rusty promised, shifting uncomfortably. "You wouldn't get me in there. It's dangerous," Smudge wrinkled his black nose with distaste. "Henry said he went into the woods once." The cat lifted his head and gestured with the nose over. Sorry, I got cut off. Somebody called me. Okay, anyways. "The fat tabby never went into the woods," Rusty scoffed. "He's hardly been beyond his own garden since his trip to the vet. All he wants to do is eat and sleep." "No, really, he caught a robin there," Smudge insisted. "Well, if he did, then it was before the vet. Now he complains about birds because they disturb his dozing." "Well, anyways," Smudge went on, ignoring the scorn in Rusty's meow, "Henry told me that there are all sorts of dangerous animals out there. Huge wild cats who eat live rabbits for breakfast and sharpen their claws on old bones." "I'm only going for a look around," Rusty mewed. "I won't stay long." Well, don't say I didn't warn you," purred Smudge. The black and white cat turned and plunged off the fence back down into his own garden. Rusty sat down in the coarse grass beyond the garden fence. He gave his shoulders a nervous lick and wondered how much of Smudge's gossip was true. Suddenly, the movement of a tiny creature caught his eye. He watched it scuttle underneath some brambles. Instinct made him drop to a low crouch. With one slow paw after another, he drew his body forward through the undergrowth. Ears pricked, nostrils flared, eyes unblinking. Then he moved toward the animal. He could see it clearly now, sitting among barbed branches, nibbling on a large sheath held between his paws. It was a mouse. Rusty rocked his haunches from side to side, preparing to leap. He held his breath in case his bell rang again. Excitement coursed through him, making his heart pound. This was even better than his dreams. Then a sudden noise of cracking twigs and crunching leaves made him jump. His bell jangled treacherously, and the mouse darted away into the thickest tangle of the bramble bush. Rusty stood very still and looked around. He could see the white tip of a red bushy tail trailing through a clump of tall ferns up ahead. He smelled a strong, strange scent, definitely a meat eater, but neither a cat nor a dog. Hold on. Definitely a meat eater, but neither a cat nor dog. Distracted, Rusty forgot about the mouse and watched the red tail curiously. He wanted a better look. All of Rusty's senses strained as ahead as he prowled forward. Then he detected another noise that came from behind but sounded muted and distant. He swiveled his ears backward to hear it better. Paw steps, he wondered. But he kept his eyes fixed on the strange red fur up ahead and continued to creep onward. It was only when the faint rustling behind him became a loud and fast approaching leaf crackle that Rusty realized he was in danger. The creature hit him like an explosion, and Rusty was thrown sideways into a clump of nettles. Twisting and yowling, he tried to throw off the attacker that had fastened itself to his back. He was gripping him with incredibly sharp claws. Rusty could feel spiked teeth pricking at his neck. He writhed and squirmed from whisker to tail, but he couldn't free himself. For a second, he felt helpless. Then he froze, thinking fast. He flipped over onto his back. He knew instinctively how dangerous it was to expose his soft belly, but it was his only chance. He was lucky. The ploy seemed to work. He heard a behind him as the breath was knocked out of his attacker. Thrashing fiercely, Rusty managed to wriggle free. Without looking back, he sprinted toward his home. Behind him, a rush of paw steps told Rusty his attacker was giving chase. Even though the pain from his scratches stung beneath his fur, Rusty decided he would rather turn in fright than let himself be jumped on again. He skidded to a stop, spun around, and faced his pursuer. It was another kitten with a thick coat of shaggy gray fur, strong legs, and a broad face. In a heartbeat, Rusty smelled that it was a Tom and sensed the power in the sturdy shoulders underneath the soft coat. Then the kitten crashed into Rusty at full pelt. Taken by surprise, Rusty's turnabout, it fell back into a dazed heap. The impact knocked the breath out of Rusty, and he staggered. He quickly found his footing and arched his back, puffing out his orange fur, ready to spring onto the other kitten. But his attacker simply sat up and began to lick forepaw, all signs of aggression gone. Rusty felt strangely disappointed. Every part of him was tense, ready for battle. "Hi there, kitty pet," mewed the gray Tom cheerily. "You put up quite a fight for a tame kitty." Rusty remained on tiptoe for a second, wondering whether to attack anyways. He remembered the strength he had felt in his kitten's paws when he had pinned him to the ground. He dropped onto his pads, loosened his muscles, and let his spine unbend. "I'll fight you again if I have to," he growled. I'm Gray Paw, by the way. The gray kitten went on, ignoring Rusty's threat. "I'm training to be a Thunderclan warrior." Rusty remained silent. He didn't understand what this gray stripe was meowing about, but he sensed the threat had passed. He hid his confusion by leaning down to lick his ruffled chest. "What's a kitty pet like you doing out in the woods?" "Don't you know it's dangerous?" asked Gray Paw. "If you're the most dangerous thing in the woods has to offer, then I think I can handle it," Rusty bluffed. Gray Paw looked up at him for a moment, narrowing his big yellow eyes. "Oh, I'm far from the most dangerous. If I were even half a warrior, I'd have given an intruder like you some real wounds to think about." Rusty felt a thrill of fear at these ominous words. What did that cat mean by intruder? "Anyway," meowed Gray Paw, using his sharp teeth to tug a clump of grass from in between his claws. "I didn't think it was worth hunting you. You're obviously not from one of the other clans." "Other clans?" Rusty echoed, confused. Gray Paw let out an impatient hit. "You must have heard of the four warrior clans that hunt around here. I belong to Thunder Clan. The other clans are always trying to steal prey from our territory, especially Shadow Clan. They're so fierce, they would have ripped you to shreds, no questions asked." Gray Paw paused to spit angrily and continued. "They come to take prey that is rightfully ours. It's the job of the Thunder Clan warriors to keep them out of our territory. When I finish my training, I'll be so dangerous, I'll have the other clans shaking in their flea-bitten skins. They won't dare come near us then. Rusty narrowed his eyes. This must be one of the wildcats Smudge had warned him about. Living rough in the woods, hunting and fighting each other for every last scrap of food. Yet Rusty didn't feel scared. In fact, it was hard not to admire this confident kitten. So you're not a warrior yet? He asked. Why? Did you think I was? Grandpa purred proudly. Then he shook his wide furry head. I won't be a real warrior for ages. I have to go through the training first. Kids have to be 6 moons old before they even begin training. Tonight is my first night out as an apprentice. Why don't you find yourself an owner with a nice, cozy house instead? Your life would be much easier. Rusty knew. There are plenty of house folk who'd take in a kitten like you. All you have to do is sit where they can see you and look hungry for a couple of days, and they'd feed me pellets that look like rabbit droppings and soft salt. Grandpa interrupted. No way! I can't think of anything worse than being a kitty pet. They're nothing but two-legged toys, eating stuff that doesn't look like food, making dirt in a box of gravel, sticking their noses outside only when the two legs allow them. That's no life. Out here it's wild, and it's free. We come and go as we please. He finished his speech with a proud spit, then mewed mischievously. Until you've tasted a fresh killed mouse, you haven't lived. Have you ever tasted mouse? No, Rusty admitted, a little defensively. Not yet. I guess you'll never understand, Grandpa sighed. You weren't born wild. It makes a big difference. You need to be born with warrior blood in your veins, or the feel of the wild in your whiskers. Kitties born into two-legged nests could never feel the same way. Rusty remembered the way he had felt in his dream. That's not true, he meowed indigentively. Grandpa did not reply. He suddenly stiffened, mid-lick one paw, still raised, and sniffed the air. I smell cats from my clan, he hissed. You should go. They won't be pleased to find you in our hunting territory. Rusty looked around, wondering how Graypaw knew any cat was approaching. He couldn't smell anything different on the leaf-scattered scented breeze, but his fur stood at end on the note of urgency in Graypaw's voice. Quick, hissed Graypaw again. Run. Rusty prepared to spring into the bushes, not knowing which way was safe to jump. He was too late. A voice meowed behind him, firm and menacing. What's going on here? Rusty turned to see a large gray she-cat strolling majestically out from the undergrowth. She is magnificent. White hair streaked her muzzle, and an ugly scar parted the fur across her shoulders. But her smooth gray coat shone like silver in the moonlight. Blue Star, beside Rusty and Graypaw, crouched down and narrowed his eyes. He crouched even lower when a second cat, a handsome golden tabby, followed the great cat into the clearing. You shouldn't be near two-legged place, Graypaw, he growled, the golden tabby angrily narrowing his green eyes. I know, Lionheart, I'm sorry. Graypaw looked down at his paws. Rusty copied Graypaw and crouched low to the forest floor, his ears twitching nervously. These cats had an air of strength he had never seen in any of his garden friends. Maybe what Smudge had warned him about was true. Who is this? Asked the she-cat. Rusty flinched as she turned her gaze on him. Her piercing blue eyes made him feel even more vulnerable. He's no threat, meowed Graystripe. He's not another clan warrior, just a two-legged pet from beyond our territories. Just a two-legged pet. The words inflamed Rusty, but he held his tongue. The warning look in Blue Star's stare told him that she had observed the anger in his eyes, and he looked away. This is Blue Star. She's leader of my clan, Graypaw hissed. I keep messing that up. Graypaw hissed to Rusty under his breath, and Lionheart, he's my mentor, which means he's training me to be a warrior. Thank you for the introduction, Graypaw, meowed Lionheart coolly. Blue Star was still staring at Rusty. You fight well for a two-legged pet, she meowed. Rusty and Graypaw exchanged confused glances. How could she know? We've been watching you both. Blue Star went on as if she had read their thoughts. We wondered how you would deal with an intruder, Graypaw. You attacked him bravely. Graypaw looked pleased at Blue Star's praise. Sit up now, both of you. Blue Star looked at Rusty. You too, kitty pet. He sat up immediately and held Blue Star's gaze evenly as she addressed him. You reacted well to the attack, kitty pet. Graypaw is stronger than you, but you used your wits to defend yourself, and you turned to face him when he chased you. I've not seen a kitty pet do that before. Rusty managed to nod his thanks, taken aback by such unexpected praise. Her next words surprised him even more. I've been wondering how you would perform out here beyond the Two Lake Place. We patrol this border frequently, so I have often seen you sitting on your boundary, staring out into the forest. And now, at last, you have dared to place your paws here. Blue Star stared at Rusty thoughtfully. You do seem to have a natural hunting ability. Sharp eyes. You would have caught that mouse if you had not hesitated so long. Really? Rusty stammered. Lionheart spoke now. His deep meow was respectful but insistent. Blue Star, this is a kitty pet. He should not be hunting in Thundercone territory. Send him home to his two legs. Rusty prickled at Lionheart's dismissive words. Send me home? He meowed impatiently. Blue Star's words had made him glow with pride. She had noticed him. She had been impressed by him. But I've only come here to hunt for a mouse or two. I'm sure there's enough to go around. Blue Star had turned her head to acknowledge Lionheart's words. Now her gaze snapped back to Rusty. Her blue eyes were blazing with anger. There's never enough to go around, she spat. If you didn't live such a soft, overfed life, you would know that. Rusty was confused by Blue Star's sudden rage, but one glance at the horrified look in Graypaw's face was enough to tell him he had spoken too freely. Lionheart stepped to his leader's side. Both warriors loomed over him now. Rusty looked into Blue Star's threatening stare and his pride dissolved. These were not cozy fireside cats he was dealing with. They were mean, hungry cats who were probably going to finish what Graypaw had started. And that's the first chapter, my friends. I'm sorry that took, so long. I just choose to read very slowly. It's just easier for me. So, thanks for watching. Bye.